Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to yet another episode of You Create Change Radio. I hope everybody's ready for today. It's Monday once again. We do this Monday, and today is Labor Day. Today is Labor Day. It's going to be a good day. I hope everybody got a lot of barbecue, got a lot of food in their system, had a good day with family. If you have that day off, great. If you didn't have that day off, we understand the grind, so it's all good. But as we always get started every Monday, my name is Keith Leonard. I'm your host, and, of course, my co-host, Bree Lee. Say, what's up, Bree?
Hey, 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 y'all. It's Monday. I'm excited yet again.
Another one, another one. And we're on episode 10. Episode 10. Finally, we made it to episode 10. And today we're going to be discussing a pretty touchy subject. We're talking about anger. And it's an interesting topic. When we chose it, we were like, oh, is that going to be a good topic? But I think that the way you prepare for it is going to be a great show tonight. So as we all get started, let's have a quick recap of last week. Bree, can you help us out with that?
Absolutely. Last week was episode 9, and we talked about consistency. The question of last week was, what's the difference between successful and unsuccessful people, man? We really dug deep into understanding the how consistency is based on constant effort and continuing to never give up on yourself, basically. So if you guys haven't checked that one out, again, like I always do, I suggest that you go back, check it out on youcreatechange.us, and you'll be able to find all of our archived radio shows.
Yes, youcreatechange.us. Please like us on Facebook. Please follow us on Instagram. And we continuously to put out this good, positive stuff for people. So as we get started today, we're going to just get jump right into it. We're going to start with, what was the question of the week?
Well, the question of the week is, what is anger? Where does it come from, and how do you control it?
Anger, where does it come from, how do you control it, and really just what it is. And it's interesting because the guest we have tonight, Mr. Manny the Man Lopez, if you, I'm sure some of you have seen his website and went to his page and looked into his business, he seemed like the nicest person you ever meet. So it's kind of ironic that we'll be talking about anger with such a nice person on today. But I think we're going to have a good spin on it today. So, but you'll hear from him in a couple minutes. So be prepared for that. Stay online for that. We got a great interview going for you. But let's just jump right into anger. What is it? Well, of course, like I always said, these are my kind of philosophies on it. You know, and Bree shared her philosophy on it. This is not end all be all. This is what it is. But this is kind of what we come to figure it out as. So, anger. What is it? Okay. Well, how I look at it is, anger happens when you perceive something or someone violating your model of reality or standard. So basically, when someone is doing something that you don't agree with or that you don't believe in, or you feel like it's violating something that, you know, your core values. So if it doesn't fit into your model of reality, then usually you get, well, we as people usually get angry when things don't fit, you know, or make sense to us and the way we think. For example, like lying, you know, humor, food, driving. These are all, we all have models of reality around honesty, around what's funny. Some people, sometimes it's not the correct time to laugh, but some people don't care. Some people just like to laugh, and they find all times to laugh are food. Some people are if you go and sit with a vegetarian and they sit next to a person that eats meat, now, of course, not going to be all out brawl, but you can understand that their model of reality is different. Their standard is different. Well, I'll use those examples of how people have different realities and people follow different sequences. And that's usually where anger is derived from when you start to recognize that. So understand people have very different realities. And sometimes
also,
your values... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that I also think that with anger, it comes from a position where you're just, again, unhappy, you know, like you said, like it's based off of your own reality. So if it's not something that makes you happy, if it's not something that fits right in with, you know, your perfect picture, then you have something to say about it. You have a strong opinion about that. And I just kind of wanted to round that out, what you had said.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Cause I, you know, what I mean, I get in the mode and I keep going. So, but yeah, you know, so sometimes your values don't match with us. A lot of times, most of our values don't match with. We don't have the same exact values as other people. So sometimes when those people, you know, don't match our values, we find ways to get upset about it. And if you judge those people for having a different set of values, you'll be angry. When you start to be judgmental, you become angry. I want to say that. When you start to become judgmental, you will become angry. If you start to understand, you won't be affected. So what is anger in a nutshell? Bree, I'm sure you can agree with this. Anger is nothing but energy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
absolutely. It's nothing but energy. And the thing is, you can tell that someone's angry without them even speaking because you can pick up on their energy. You can feel the bad vibes that they are really going through. And we speak through so many different languages. Not only do we speak verbally, but we speak through our body language. So when someone is, you know, their energy changes, they begin to sulk. They begin to, their posture begins to decrease. They begin to cross their arms and, you know, guard themselves. And they're doing all this subconsciously. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's energy. It's energy. And we have the power to control that energy and change that energy. But I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yes. So what is anger, to answer that first part of that question? I know we kind of like went into a rant, but I know I did. It's energy. Just be very mindful that if you take anything from what we just said, anger is energy, and we're going to talk about that right now, about where it comes from. Where does this energy come from? Well, let me say, where does anger come from? Anger comes from this place I like to call ego, which, for my simple definition of ego, is within. It's the other you that's operating the physical you. It's the non-physical you that operates the physical you. So ego is something that is within. Anger is usually within. And it's usually a part of yourself that you don't like and have yet to consciously integrate with or accept it. So usually when you get mad at something, it's usually something that is a part of you and you don't like about yourself, but you haven't accepted that or agreed with that yet, and you get angry at others for doing the same thing a lot of times. It's a very interesting thing. I mean, just think about it. We talked about this earlier. Think about people with road rage. This through my experience, the people who have road rage are usually the most reckless drivers. But they deny it in a very other way. They don't think that they drive bad. They think that everyone else drives bad and they drive good. But from my experience, the people who have road rage or get angry about people driving bad are usually bad drivers. Really, really bad drivers. I don't know
heck
if you've experienced
that. Heck yeah, they're the ones that are swerving all over the place and everything like that, and they're giving off that energy. So, of course, what are they doing? Attracting more of that to them.
Yeah, it's just they're upset about it because that's who they truly are.
Have you ever thought about how, you know, I don't know if you've ever had one of these days, but before I understood anger, I've had one of those days where, you know, I wake up and I stub my toe and everything in the rest of the day just goes downhill because I'm angry about the fact that I stubbed my toe. I'm angry at the fact that I got to wake up at, you know, 6 a.m. I'm angry at all these things, so then everything else begins to just fuel the fire, because I'm continuing to attract that. But subconsciously, I'm attracting that, and I don't really understand that until, you know, of course, now I know what anger is. So have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I mean, usually, I guess I'm to level and to the point now where certain little small things like that won't affect me, but I have been in positions and situations in the past where something small has happened and it turned into something big. I heard a friend say, people don't have bad days, they have bad moments. And once that moment passes, so should you. So should your energy. But this is why it doesn't. And I think let me give this example really quickly. It's just like I kind of want to just kind of just sit on where it comes from a little bit more, because first, if you're a person who thinks that, you know, honesty, you know, being honest is very, very important, and you find that, you know, being honest is one of your number one values, honesty, being, you know, being open with people and not being dishonest is a really important thing to you. So whenever you see dishonesty as a person who, you know, appreciates honesty, when you see dishonesty, you get upset about it. You get really upset about dishonesty, and you call it out. Every time someone's being dishonest, you point, if you're a person that's being honest, I know a lot of people say, I hate liars, and they lie. You know, or like, think about, when's the last time you lie? Everyone does it, but someone wants to ask, I hate liars, and they want to point out the people who are lying all the time are, quote-unquote, not keeping it 100. But usually it's because that's what they're looking for in themselves. Now, that, you know, they have to attempt to be like this honest person, and you do it by pointing out dishonesty, versus a naturally honest person would just point out things that are dishonest. And because you're focused on not being dishonest yourself, when you find it in others, it kind of upsets you. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like what you focus on, it will appear. So, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that just goes back to the example that I used earlier. If you're focusing on all the bad is going to come to you. And it's just going to fuel the fire. So, yeah, I agree.
Well, and then think about, how do you control this anger? Well, we talked about it. You know, anger is energy. And like all energy, it can't be destroyed, but it can be transferred. It's something that you can't just say, oh, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm mad anymore. I think that people say you got to control your anger, and I don't think that's true. I don't think you can actually control it. I think that you can, you can't control when you get, or let me not say, it's transfer. If someone's angry and they come to you violently or aggressively, that's going to transfer over to you. You're going to receive that, because it's a transfer of energy. And, you know, it must go somewhere. If you're mad, it gotta release it at some point.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think that you can control anger at all. I think only thing you can control is your reaction to it. So if someone throws you the ball hard as heck and it hurts you, well, you don't have to necessarily throw the ball back at somebody else very, very hard. You can, you know, toss it to them, you know, because it's about how you digest it. How are you going to take that in and then be able to regurgitate in a different manner, if that makes sense?
Oh, it definitely makes sense. And like I said, it must go somewhere. And mm-hmm. I believe holding it in will, you know, when people hold that anger in, when they have it, or they're angry, a lot of people don't release it, it only builds more. And just like a pipe, just like a pressure pipe, it'll bust eventually. And it makes a larger problem that existed than the one you're mad about. I mean, this is just called emotional intelligence. You know, anger is like trash. You know, it's like when you're angry, you got to think of it like trash. Anger is like trash. And you can't just walk around leaving your trash all over the place because mm-hmm. others have to deal with it. Others got to pick it up, and then it becomes their problem, just like trash. You know, so you got, you know, it's very important to, I like to use this metaphor, you know, like a trash can is to trash, choose a designated place, activity, or ritual to dump your anger. So that way you keep a clean house and a clean mind. So there's a place where anger can go, and I've seen a lot of people use the gym to get out a lot of, to release that pressure. A lot of people have these places of serenity, the beach, or a lot of people like to go yell. Yelling is really important. Like, a lot of, we don't yell often, but it's really good to yell. It's an increase in energy, and it releases so much. Actually, when you yell, it's almost exhausting. You become tired because you're releasing so much of the energy at such a high pitch and high point of energy. So find a place to release that. You got to let it out, and then that gives you a clean mind. It's kind of like throwing out the trash. You know, mm-hmm. it's like throwing out the trash. So anger and trash goes hand in hand. Don't leave the anger around. Don't leave trash around, you know. So the major note on that is choose wisely where you dump your trash and your anger. Okay, and be careful not to litter. So, no, you can't control anger, no, but you can control where you put it and where you release it. So Mm-hmm. If nothing, remember that. You cannot control anger, but you can control where you put it. You can control where you release it at. And I want to go deeper onto the subject, but it's not about us tonight. We got an amazing person about to show up, about to come on the phone right now. He's about to bless us with his presence. Bree, can you please give us a short introduction?
Absolutely. So you guys have heard us talk about him all week. He's been on our platform, and it's just so interesting because there so much buzz has been around this particular feature. Man, this guy is the CEO and founder of Custom Online Branding. So if you guys need an app or if you're thinking about one, this is the guy you want to talk to. Mr. Manny Lopez.
Yeah, we got a man. Cool. I think Manny's there. Manny.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yep.
We got you.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you, Manny. Manny, we appreciate you coming on tonight. Definitely appreciate it, man. I've looked into your stuff, and I've been blown away and thoroughly impressed. Me and Bree both have. Actually, we talked a lot about your company, and it's just a blessing to have you here tonight. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man. I am too blessed to be stressed.
I love it, man. By the way, for those who are listening, that is Manny's – that's what he said. That's what Manny – you're too blessed to be stressed. When you hear that, you think Manny the Man Lopez. So, great, man. Well, we've got a couple questions for you tonight, man, and I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to some of your answers. But let's just start off like we always do. The first question I ask everybody that comes on our show is, how do you feel that you create change?
How do I create change? Well, I am living proof that no matter where you come from, you can create a $1 million brand or a $1 billion idea. You know, I come from a background where I actually used to be an orphan, and you know, I've come from nothing. You know, I didn't grow up rich. You know, I don't have, you know, all the great things and opportunities that, you know, make it easy for me to get to where I want to be. You know, I'm really out there to show that no matter what your background is, you can become successful in following what you love to do. And I love doing what I do. I mean, I wake up every day and I get to take my kids to school. I get to go on field trips with them. I get to, you know, I get to choose time how I want to choose it and how I want to use it. I love that.
A true entrepreneur. and that's what we're all aspiring to be. Now, I'm going to ask you a question because we have a lot of entrepreneurs that actually listen to our show. How did you start in this business as far as app development and branding and marketing? Like, what was the first step? How did you become interested? And how did you build a $1 million business?
Well, it actually started back in 2009. I was working with a company. I was making great money. I had a six-figure income. My wife was pregnant at the time with our second son. And I had decided I wanted to stop building someone else's dream. The CEO of the company, the guy had like four Lamborghinis. He had every car you can think of. He had a $16,000 a month house mansion
wow.
in Laguna Hills. And for me, I was like, why can't I have that? Why am I stuck
right.
here in a salesman position when I wanted to be someone who could run a team, can duplicate myself, to teach others? I mean, people were coming to me to learn my skill set, and I'm thinking, well, why can't I do that? And they wouldn't let me. I kept asking for years, saying, hey, I want to be a leader. I want to be someone who's training others, and they just wanted me to be a salesman and make them boatloads of money. So I decided, you know, I wanted to get out of that industry. That industry was B2C, which is business to consumer. So I said, I don't want anything to do with that industry. I want to do something completely fresh, completely new. And so I wanted to do something that helps businesses. You know, my job basically at the time was talking to people all around America that were struggling in their financial situation and giving them a better way and a way out of what they're doing. And a lot of them were business owners. These guys were struggling. They didn't know how to find leads. They didn't know how to find new business. They loved their business. They were great at their business, but they didn't have someone that could say, here's how you find your next customer. So, you know, I had a really good knack for generating leads because I understood whatever business you're in, you got to generate quality leads. If you don't have quality leads, your business is going to fail. So,
yeah.
You know, I set out to say, okay, I want to figure out a way for businesses to generate leads. So I started in 2010 with this lead scraping program where, you know, I could I can get leads based on industry. So yeah, I can get any plumber in California, I can get any landscaper in Georgia, you know, whatever the industry, whatever city and state, I could find those leads. I started working with SEO companies, and I thought I was going to go do SEO, but then started looking into that industry and seeing that it's so saturated. You know, those are the companies that get people on the front page of Google, and the success rate is about 50%, even with the multi-million dollar company. You know, I was working under a company that was Inc. 500 rated and multi-million dollar backing of this company, and they still had a 50% success rate. So I was like, okay, I got to find something new. I got to find something fresh that businesses are just going to get blown away by. So I created this product on Facebook that allowed us to put websites on Facebook pages. And we ran with that, opened up a sales office in 2011. We did 100 new customers our first month. We broke six figures our first 6 months. And we just, you know, we just started going crazy from there. So, you know, it was pretty, it's a pretty fun ride. And from there, we started doing, you know, video commercials, app development. You know, I understood that the businesses were going mobile, and Facebook wouldn't give me my product on mobile devices. They only let me use it on desktop computers. And by 2013, they even named me one of the best when they hit 1 million advertisers. And you know, I just knew that I could take what I was learning and what I was teaching and put that into any type of industry, any type of product to help businesses succeed. I knew the world was going mobile. And I knew that mobile apps were the way to go. They were just way too expensive for most businesses. I mean, you're looking at $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to get a good quality app out there. And, you know, I said, there's got to be a better way. So I've created what's called the, you know, kind of like the WordPress for mobile apps, to where instead of going out there and making everything completely custom, I've created all the features up front, and I tell you, okay, give me your business model. Give me your target market and tell me what's the biggest challenge in your business. And I could tell you exactly how I would help you monetize a mobile network and help you find customers.
Wow. And you know, I watched the video and you explaining the mobile app, and I was completely blown away. I love when you said, instead of handing out a business card, tell someone to download your app. Now, that is mind-blowing. And I saw it as being the difference of, and I kind of want you to kind of talk about this, the difference between having a mobile app, you know, and handing out a business card, or just having a social network like everyone else, like you said, or just having a website like everyone else. Kind of want you to kind of just share that, you know, the philosophy behind the mobile app.
Okay, so here's the best feature in the mobile app. Okay, you're able to generate leads without ever having to ask for any information. If I give you my business card, I now have to count on you to contact me. Okay, you have to go look at my stuff. You got to look at it. You got to reach out to me for me to even be able to communicate with you, right? Or unless I captured your business card and then I throw you in an email campaign that gets a 10% open rate, or, you know, give you a call, or having to waste all that time. If I say, hey, download my app. Okay, when you've downloaded apps before, you go to the app store, you search for it by name, or you know do a text alert or something like that, and you download the app. You don't have to input any information, any personal information, right? You don't have to give them their name. You don't have to give them their email address. You don't have to give them their phone number, nothing like that. Because what we do is, and when they go to download one of our apps, one of the permissions we put is, you will receive text messages. And all they have to do is click install, download the app, and that instantly opts them in. And now I can send that device text messages at a 98% open rate. 98%. Nothing else on the market comes close to that. And I mean, think about it. When's the last time you did not read a text message that came to your phone?
Right.
You read them all. You may not respond to every single one, but you read every single one. That's the key. And our platform, and really any mobile app platform for the most part, I've seen some out there that don't do text messages, but for the most part, most of them offer this, is they get, when they download their app, they can send text messages to that device. And that's really the key to this platform, is having the ability to grow a mobile network without ever having to ask for any personal information. And that's millennials. They don't want to give out their information. They don't want to give out their name, their phone number, their email. They want to keep all that private, but they'll download apps like crazy. Right, and we just put a little small line in there. It says, we will receive text messages by installing this app. They install it, and bam, now we can send them text messages instantly with our platform.
That is something so refreshing. And I hope, if for the people who are listening right now, what Manny is talking about is completely game-changing. If you have a business that you're trying to run, or you have an organization that that you're trying to obviously bring attention to, the mobile app is definitely the way to go. Me and Bree have been talking about that, and I'm telling you right now, you really are doing something huge here. Now, last question I want to ask you, and it's kind of personal mixed with business, because as entrepreneurs, and it's kind of leading into our next topic for next week, how much time do you feel like you put into your business? Like, is it something that you're doing constantly all day, or is it a good work-life balance between you running your own business and you also living a fulfilled life?
Well, that's the key to my business is I want to have that time with my family, and I want to be able to input what I need to in my business. So with some of the things that I do, for example, on Sundays, it's literally no technology Sunday. I leave my phone at home. I hang out with my kids. We go do some fun stuff. On the weekends is always family stuff. You know, and what's funny is that I get invited to all kinds of events on the weekends. And if it's something that I can bring my family to, then maybe I'll come. I've told many people if they invite me on a weekend, I said, well, if I'm going to come to this event for you, then I'm bringing everybody along with me. And, you know, take it or leave it. So if you're going to have business with me on the weekend, you're going to have my kids right there next to you. So that's kind of the thing that I like to do. You know, I'm there pretty much every morning to take my kids to school. There's very rarely that I'm not. I want to be there for every field trip. You know, whenever my kids have field trips, I'm always there. I always put the hashtag out there, hashtag field trip daddy. And so I'm always going out there and just making sure I'm spending that quality time with the family, because that's key. You know, it doesn't make sense to build an empire if your family is not there right next to you, you know?
Man, that's powerful. Manny, you are truly an inspiration, and congratulations on the business. It is booming right now, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. So congratulations, and I just want to thank you again for just blessing us with your presence. And like you always said, we are definitely too blessed to be stressed. So can you just share where people can find you, social media-wise, or do you have your own app that we can download? Where can we contact you and people can reach you and find your information and your product?
Yes. Here's the best way to get in touch with me or find, you know, my stuff and everything that I'm doing online is text the word Manny. It's M-A-N-N-Y. Text the word Manny to 21777. That'll take you right to my mobile app, which is called Custom Online Branding. You can also, if you don't, you know, do any text messaging, you just want to go to my website, it's customonlinebranding.com. But when you text that, it's also going to go ahead and give you a link right where you can actually book me for a one-on-one. I make availability throughout the week on my calendar for people that want to get a free consultation, they want to get a free strategy session, they want to just pick my brain for an hour. You know, I love to make myself available to entrepreneurs and people that are in that like-minded industry. They want to learn from somebody. I'm an open book. You know, I want to teach others what I do, how I've become successful, how I've been able to do what I do, and how they can do what I do. I teach people all day long how to create systems of automation so they can free up time that they can spend with their families. You know, most businesses out there, they're out there spending 60, 80 hours a week in their business, and they don't know that half of the stuff they're doing could be completely automated. You know, if you want to book me for an appointment, I usually don't sit on the phone and map out my calendar. I shoot you a link that says, click here, and that's going to have all my availability. Pick a date, and you can literally go on there, pick a time, talk, you know, tell me what you're going to be talking about. I'll call you in that exact time. So I have everything organized. And that way, I don't have to go out of my way and, you know, cancel things with family or anything like that, because I can block that out instantly and say, hey, I'm not available. You're just not going to be able to reach me, you know?
So
for me, it's, you know, if somebody wants to do business with me, or somebody wants to talk with me, or somebody wants me to come to their event or something like that, they can do that on my time. You know, they can get in touch with me on my time. They can connect with me on my time. And if I can make it on their time, great, I'll be there. But, you know, if family conflicts with that, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Man, well, I definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Manny. Manny Lopez. You guys heard it. Manny the Man Lopez, Custom Online Branding. Manny the Man Lopez, you create change. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Let me leave with one last thing here. I usually like to tell people this whenever I'm on stage speaking, but it's a quote that I came across right when I started my business a while back. I still don't know who actually said it, so if anybody listening to this show could help me out, I'd love to hear that. But the quote goes a little like this. I believe that we are all created for greatness. not mediocrity, that we are to live our lives accordingly, striving to be agents of change as we attempt to leave this world a better place than we found it.
Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Well, you guys heard it. Join us next week. Every Monday, you create change. We embrace the difference.